Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're going today to New Orleans for a kind of biblical reckoning. It's a story of science and prayer with a cast of improbable partners, environmental architects, and nuns coming together to create a vision forward for New Orleans. The Kitchen Sisters present Floating City, the Mirabeau Water Garden, New Orleans.
I grew up in Plain Dealing,
North Louisiana, in the woods.
The first memory I have of water
when I was a small boy,
the little town I lived in, flooded. I remember going downtown to get the newspaper and hearing that someone had drowned. Then they built lakes up above the town to catch the runoff. That was primal water. I've always sought water. It's somehow in me. I'm David Wagoner. I'm an architect in New Orleans.
New Orleans. Surrounded by the Mississippi River and Lake Pontchartrain, besieged by hurricanes and tropical storms, permeated with man-made canals and levees and pumping stations. Water is a deep and controversial concern in New Orleans. What to do with it? Where to put it? How to get rid of it? How to live with it? David Wagoner of Wagoner and Ball Architecture and Environment has been thinking and dreaming about these questions for years.
We in Louisiana live on thin land. The Cajun people have phrases about flottant. The land floats. It's very shallow. It has no real root. This is alluvial soil. It's always mixed with water. This is a floating city. But you don't let the water come to the ground. You don't let the water come to the surface. You're pushing it down and pushing it down. It's like you refuse to dream.
Having always lived here, I was fascinated by the fact that I had grown up on the Mississippi River. But when you were on street level, right there at the river, you didn't see it. I'm Sister Joan Laplace, Sisters of St. Joseph.
Here is the forecast for the New Orleans metropolitan area.
Do you have an umbrella?
Today, cloudy, rain showers in the morning.
Look in the trunk, just in case.
In the lower 60s.
It's raining, as it is about 115 days a year in New Orleans, a city with an annual rainfall of 62 inches.
I'm trying to picture, this lemon tree was here. It was outside the kitchen.
Sister Joan Laplace is showing us around a 25-acre piece of property in the pouring rain, where the convent of the Sisters of St. Joseph once stood.
The convent itself, the sisters always just referred to it as Mirabeau because it's on Mirabeau Avenue, parallel to the lakefront. And to our west is Bayou St. John, an old portage way that the Indians, they say, used from Lake Pontchartrain into what became the center of New Orleans, almost at the Mississippi River.
The Sisters of St. Joseph, they've been in New Orleans since the 19th century.
The land they had, it was home to them. It was a place they had fellowship. It was their community center, had shade. Birds were there. There was life on the ground crawling.
It's a 25-acre site in Gentilly, which is a neighborhood northeast of the French Quarter. It had never really been developed.
Ramiro Diaz, Wagoner and Ball Architects.
The neighborhood around it was formerly swamp that was reclaimed with the drainage system and turned into suburban scale housing in the 1940s and 50s and 60s. But this site always remained as this kind of big parcel that the nuns had their convent on. It flooded during Katrina.
Part of the levee system may have been overtopped.
This morning, the water started to rise. Canal Street underwater.
See the water just bubbling up through those manhole covers now. Just so much water that it can't handle it here. Now you're going to see Louisiana.
Once Katrina hit, the convent was under 8 feet of water for about 6 days. The pews in the chapel were floating around. The altar had floated away. There was an old organ. It was floating.
When I actually was able to see it, oh, I can't tell you. Boats on top of trees, nightgowns, dresses, underwear, they're all hanging out of these buildings. This is 8 months later. When I walked up to Mirabeau, somebody had broken in. It was just ransacked. We had already spent $250,000 to get the water out. I'm Sister Pat Bergen. I'm on the leadership team. My first job was this building that had been wrecked in Hurricane Katrina.
After Katrina,
the discussion that was occurring, it was all about protection. Nobody was talking about what was going to make this place safe or better to live within it.
I went to the Netherlands in 2006. We went to see flood defense structures. They drove us around, and I kept looking out the window at all the water and the landscape inside the flood defense system. The Dutch kept saying about New Orleans, you know, you have a water problem, but where's the water? Almost like, where's Waldo? You can't find him. It's hidden, it's sucked down too low, it's buried in the ground in very expensive concrete trenches. You fundamentally, once you get below sea level, have to have water in the landscape, or the landscape's going to continue to collapse, which is where we've been. So the idea is,
instead of trying to drain the water away in the underground, letting it come to the surface. And as the water appears along the edges of the street then is a floating street with water on either side.
These old canals can turn into parts of a circulating system, like a pulmonary system. We talk about water and it's being the blood of the land. Everything's fed together and these vessels and vascular system starts to allow this land to stay where it is and, you know, grow the trees.
We'll be right back. The Kitchen Sisters Present is sponsored by Sakara, a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. Their menu of creative, healthy, chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners changes weekly, and it's delivered fresh anywhere in the United States. Along with delicious meals, Sakara also offers supplements and herbal teas and the foundation, their curated daily vitamin pack. And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/kitchensisters or enter code kitchensisters at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/kitchensisters to get 20% off your first order. sakara.com/kitchensisters.
After Katrina, the convent remained vacant. So we have 11 months where we have a building that the downstairs is gutted. We hadn't made decisions about the future. I think we were just pussyfooting around because we didn't know what to do. I can think of God saying, you kept wondering what was going to happen to this property. How were you going to take care of it? Well, I'm going to show you a way that you'll have to do something. June 2006, this is almost a year after Katrina, on a perfectly beautiful Sunday afternoon, lightning struck the convent on Mirabeau Avenue.
It was the roof that caught fire and the blaze. These were high, high flames.
The water pressure was so bad in the city still They were bringing water by helicopter from Bayou St. John to douse the fire.
People in New Orleans knew that we had just gotten the water out. They knew that would be the end of the building. Practically everybody in New Orleans had been in this building at some time or other.
There was a Montessori school on that land. It was a novitiate house for new sisters like I was. Seniors would gather there quilting or painting watercolors or learning how to use computers or, you know, doing ballet.
We were like wondering, now what are we going to do next? How is this going to end? Is God trying to tell us that we need to phase out? Or are you trying to tell us that you want us to do something differently?
We had housing developments that would have wanted to buy it, but this was an area that floods. We didn't want people to move in to houses that would flood again there. We really began praying for some kind of a vision. Just make it clear how you want to use this land to minister to the people of New Orleans and keep on letting them know that they're lovable and cherished. What do you want this land to do? That was our prayer. Then David Wagner showed up.
This is not a normal story. Katrina, the flooding, the lightning strikes the building. This is not politics. This is not economics. This is something deeper. Sister Allison McCrary knew about the water plan, the Dutch Dialogues efforts that we were doing. She knew that we were trying to develop something, and she introduced us, and we toured the site. I wasn't seeing what we would do to it. I was trying to see what was there.
The vision of David Wagoner, it was just so in line with what the larger congregation of sisters was looking for. I'm Sister Allison McCrary. I'm a Catholic nun. I'm also a social justice attorney. At every prayer, we pray the four generous promises. One of them is to care for the earth that is dying and to, you know, find creative ways to respond. In the conversations with the sisters about the land, the oak trees were always very sacred and special to them. And they said, no matter what, this little corner, we always want to be oak tree grove. And if we can preserve the lemon trees or other fruit trees on the land, that would be great too.
He came and spoke to us and showed us some drawings and proposed this piece of property could serve as a pilot program, living with water as opposed to fighting water.
He presented this dream using these 25 acres, a beautiful garden with flowing water. And when it stormed, the pipes would open and the pumps would begin letting the water from the canals flow down the property. And it would fill up with water. It would actually flood. Then they could open these pipes again, let the water from our property flow gently into the canal at a rate that the levees could take it.
This site actually welcomes water from outside into it. That water would have flooded all those other people. All this water that we're talking about storing in this property, this 11 million gallons, would have been downstream from it. It should have a beneficial effect. You should begin to spread the healthy city.
The minute he came and told us about his vision of this water garden, the leadership team just sat there with our mouths open. Here was this person coming and talking my language, that this land could serve the people of New Orleans and could spare the flooding around and highlight the beautiful oak trees and swamps. My heart was beating so fast. After he left, the men that were hired to help us with finances are kind of sitting there absolutely silent, like aghast that we're talking like this.
I think there were people who did not believe it would come to be, that the sisters would ever actually give this land. Why would they? They believe that we could do something that would be transformative, not just transforming New Orleans. It's about this message about the earth.
We knew we had to take down our building, the Marabou Mother House. We had sisters come and they walked the land. We had rituals around it and just remembered all the things that had happened on that land. This mother house was a center, especially on St. Joseph Day, for what they call a St. Joseph table. And people all over New Orleans would bake goods and come and spread it throughout the building. And people from all over the city would come and make donations to the poor. We formed a circle around the building and had prayers of gratitude and prayers of grief and lament, and blessed it, thanked it.
This was the terrazzo floor of the lobby. It's the shield which was the symbol for the Sisters of St. Joseph. And they saved it because they said, well, maybe they'll want to use it for this memorial they're going to put over in that area. Oh, I always love coming back. It's that mixed feeling of I love it and you can't go back. But it's a beautiful place and wonderful memories. When I read some of the coastal reports in the newspaper about the rise of sea level and, you know, the predictions, the day may come when there won't be a New Orleans. So I kind of decide, well, you know, we're still going to do this project. It'll be a pilot project. And if this isn't here 100 years from now, maybe what you do will help somebody else.
I think that the progress is being made. It really is grassroots. It really is citizen-led. The challenge is that, as beautiful as this Mirabeau project stands to be, it can't fix everything. It will have an effect on a certain area around it. But it begins to say that if you do these kinds of things in the right places, then you will get the effects you need so that you don't flood in Gentilly. The Sisters of St. Joseph, they really want this environmental change. And they saw, I think, a chance to stand for that here. So they become an inspiration. We all need models. We have within us the good and we have within us the dark, and they call us to the light. I would like New Orleans to see water as an asset. Fresh water is the treasure and not threat. You might as well dream something beautiful. You might as well dream something you'd want to be part of. I'd rather be part of a garden than I would be another pump station.
Floating City, the Mirabeau Water Garden, was produced by the Kitchen Sisters with Julia Kumari Drapkin. Special thanks to Wagoner and Ball, Architecture and Environment.
Mirabeau itself, the drawings are done, the city's put it out to bid. Construction is supposed to begin in winter for phase one, the pump station to take the water out of the canal and then bring it up into this site. Phase two piece, the community building and educational component, we're just at the beginning of that. And this Mirabeau project about healing the earth and the sisters coming to that, it should give you hope. I mean, the Jewish faith or any other faith has this idea we need to do that. Everything's temporary, everything's changing, and just can we get it in a better direction? I mean, it's a chance to wake up.
Temperature, there's wind, there's sun, and there's rain.
Special thanks to musician Quintron and his Weather Warlock, a drone synth controlled by weather in New Orleans. Our thanks to Sister Joan Laplace and Sister Pat Bergen of the Sisters of St. Joseph, to Allison McCrary, and a shout-out to IC Change, a global online project where you can post photos and descriptions of what you notice changing in your community to help investigate how weather and climate change are impacting our environment. Visit iccchange.org and get started. Special thanks to the National Endowment for the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. The Kitchen Sisters Present is produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, with Nathan Dalton and Brandy Howell. We're part of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of some of the best podcasts and independent producers around. Thanks to Ted Severese for our theme music, and thank you, Forrest Lewinger and Blue Dot Sessions. For more stories, photos, videos, and information about our online workshops, visit kitchensisters.org. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Here is the forecast for the New Orleans metropolitan area. Today, cloudy. A 50% chance of rain showers in the morning. Highs in the lower 60s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. East winds.
Radiotopia. From Pierre.